Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic. This is Kyle's Conversation, the conversation I hope you feel a part of, and I hope you do. Thank you so much. Tonight, we're going to get into Ocasio-Cortez dismisses all these rumors and fears, well, the facts that Democrats are moving very, very, very far left. That's why many people are leaving the party. So is what, Joe Biden, he wants to, does he want armed guards at the schools because, you know, like Obama had, because he wants, we need to protect the school children. We need to make the United States a gun-free zone to protect the kids. Wow, I wonder, yeah, Venezuelan people will know where that comes from, because they've heard that line too. Wow. I tell you, I love, and I've listened to him for a long time, Michael Savage, and he has come out that says even when Trump gets a second term, we're still going to have decades of darkness coming. I'll get into that. New York protesters are disturbing Donald Trump when he's doing a speech honoring veterans because they don't care. Week 10, WEAK. NFL stadium's full of empty seats. There's tons of people taking photos. Like, it's about kickoff, and there's tons of seats not sold. The NFL is not doing well at all. Dick Morris has come out and said that any GOP who votes to impeach Trump is signing his own political death warrant. And they found a big culprit in all these. They're wanting to ban e-cigarettes. We're going to ban it all. E-cigarettes, vape pens, they all need to be, well, they know what's causing it. 99.9% sure what's causing it. I'll get into that and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. Isaiah 54:10. For the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then my faithful love for you will remain. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, says the Lord who has mercy on you. Think about that as you're going through your evening or day, or you know, if you're watching this on the replay or whatever. Thank you. I do have a PayPal link if you want to donate, make this conversation bigger, better. Yeah. By the time I was doing stuff with my mom, and by the time my show. Sorry, that's why I moved it back just a half an hour. But thank you so much for tuning in. Yeah, and I'm going to do this more for the live viewers, but, you know, I've said this before. You have a line. And I've talked about this before. Okay, this is a ruler, and at the 6-inch mark, you have a line. That would be the Constitution. You may not be able to see it. There's a line right there, and I don't think you can see it, but all the way to the right, my right, you'd be your left, is no government, nothing. You can do whatever the heck you want. Rape, murder, kill, anything's legal. There's no repercussions, nothing. That's over here. No government, no nothing, no. Over here, on the left, is total control. You are told, why did you you are told what you can eat, when you can do anything. Okay, yeah. We have a meter on your water. You know, you get enough water to take a bath twice a day. That's total government controlling everything. You eat whatever, they eat only what they tell you to eat. North Korea, a Juju ideology. Everything is created by the government. They everything, you know, this tree was a creation of the dear leader. Where do you want to be on that line? Well, according to Ocasio-Cortez, she's dismissing all the facts that the Democrats are going way, way, way left. I mean, look at Joy Behar. Well, you know, see, Democrats are kind of stupid right now. Don't say you're going to take away the guns. Wait until after, then confiscate them. Yeah. Yeah, I want to see them take 65 million gun owners' guns away. Let's say 30 million gun owners' guns away, and those 30 million gun owners have, I don't know how many, like 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 14 guns. Good luck on that one, folks. Good luck on that one. That's this world, you know. Oh, we got to do that. We got to take away their guns. But don't say anything. Yeah. Sorry, I don't trust a government that doesn't trust a law-abiding citizen with a gun. Never have, never will. Yeah, bring all those refugees up from Venezuela. Yeah. Bring them up here. Make them American citizens. Legalize them. Yeah. You know why? Because they'll tell you, hey, we heard that before. Oh, look at these stupid kids. And we heard the same thing from our government. Don't worry, we're going to protect the kids by taking your guns away. We're going to take law-abiding citizens and we're going to take their guns away. We're going to take your guns. All this crap, the free stuff. It's sort of like when you're a kid and you really wanted something and your mom would just say she was getting it for you to shut you up and then at the end you never got it. Or, yeah, if you pick up the dishes, I'll give you a quarter for every dish. And then before you know it, oh, I got the money. And then when you finally got like the $6, okay, yes, I want this, 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 I want this. And she just did that to get you to clean up the crap when you're giving him. It's like the government. Well, I was told I was going to have free college, free education, free this, free that. That's not how. Yeah, they're going to promise you. Yeah. I trust the government about as much as that guy that says, all you have to do is get $700 from Walmart gift cards, take photos in the back, and you'll have a million. Yeah. The Nigerian scammers. That's fun when you start messing with them. I'm from Nigeria. That's funny. You know, I trust these Democrats as much as I do those that Microsoft help. I actually got someone trying to help me, like Microsoft. You got a problem with Microsoft? No, I don't. I don't use. I have Mac. Yeah, me don't have problem. Me have Mac. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, it's funny. It really it's that funny. It is when you get calls about, like, Microsoft. Hello, my name is Job. I'm here to help you. My computer says your Microsoft Office is not working correctly, and I want to help you. You have a bunch of bad files on your computer. I'm just like, I'm rolling because I don't own Microsoft. So I'm just playing with the dude. I'm like, okay, well, I want to get this stuff off my computer. How can I do it without your help? No, I get on your computer. Why do you have to get on the computer? Okay, tell me where to go. You shouldn't have to, if you know I've got stuff on my computer, you shouldn't have to get onto it because how can you know there's stuff on my computer if you can't access it? No, I think says it's detected. I have to, Okay, then how can I make sure that I'm well? Then okay, then if you can access my Mac, my Windows computer, then I'm gonna try to figure out how I can make sure you can't access that to know that, because I don't have. And I just messed with him. No, so you cannot. No, when you buy your Windows computer, it has a thing that automatically connects you to Windows so that they can automatically help you if you have a problem. And I don't even have Windows. But Ocasio Cesar Cortez, don't worry, folks. Don't worry, we're not socialists. We don't want socialism. We just want communism. That's where, and we're not too far left. Yeah, okay. You got Trump trying to fix the problems that last like 40 years in office. I mean, you got Joe Biden wanting to protect, we need to protect the kids. Yeah, protect the school kids. During a weekend campaign rally in Concord, New Hampshire, Joe Biden addressed gun control and suggested Americans protest. Geez, better than school children. C-SPAN published a video of Biden saying to protect geese, that, we protect, geese, like the birds, better than we protect kids. No joke. You can only have 3 shotgun shells when you go shooting for geese. We protect geese better than kids. Yeah, but of course, you're going to want to ban guns and make them gun-free zones. I mean, I thought that the schools that they had the gun-free zones in were shot up. The idea that we can't control and don't require people to have trigger locks on their guns. Well, they want to have a thing where, you have to have, a fingerprint ID or whatever or something. All kinds of crap. Thumbprint lock and all this bull. Just more excuses. See, they just want to take, like a piece of pie. They just want to, I just want to take a little piece of that turkey. And no one just takes a little piece of it except for me, because I don't eat meat, but, little piece, and before you know it, dinner's about to put the bird on the table, and it's gone because everyone snacked on it. Everyone just took just a little piece, just a little snippet of that bird, just a little snippet, and that's what they want to do. This country, the Democrats want just a tiny little bit, because then when the law doesn't work, it's not going to. They know it's not going to work. They just want anything in there so that they can say, yeah, that gun law we passed, that little thumb thing, this whatever, didn't work. We need to increase the measures. And then when that doesn't work, we need to increase the measure. And when that doesn't work, we need to increase the measure. Keep going and going and going until they have 100% gun control. Disney is now going to put a trigger warning in old movies because it may depict people in, from back in, that's how we culturally depict Russians or Germans or Spanish or Mexicans or French, and it may offend people. Yeah. I don't think you could get Carlos Mencia's The Mind of Mencia on TV anymore. I don't think you could get away with The Mind of Mencia anymore on TV.
George Carlin, those 7 words you can't say on TV. Oh, you can say all 7 of them now on TV.
Hello, Nicholas. What's up, brother? But I mean, it's sad because that's where we're going into this world where, you can't say the word "the" because it has "he" in it. I mean, I've been to Philadelphia many times, and Viva La Villa Pizza in Norristown, Pennsylvania, and it's a suburb of Philly. Check them out. They're the best pie in the country, by none. And of course, the guy's at the counter. I've talked about this before. He's at the counter, and he's like, "Son, help these customers right now." He goes, "You want me to take out the trash or help out the? You don't want to work, do you?" He goes, "Listen to my pops. If I was helping you, he'd bitch that the trash ain't being taken out. If I take the trash out, he's bitching and ain't helping. I can't win." And he goes, "Let me tell you something, son. Did you notice something on the trees when you came in to work today?" He goes, "What did you do to them? Did you get them trimmed? Did you plant new ones or what?" He goes, "Money don't grow on it. You got to earn it." And I never thought I'd see a day where a Disney movie now will probably offend someone. Like Carlos Mencia did the Stereotype Olympics. And he had like Asian people that couldn't do karate to save their lives. And it was hilarious. He had all these, had like these Italians that...
Disney movies have offended me for a long time. So just putting that out there.
Okay, but like they did like Italians that didn't know how to like make pasta, and it was hilarious, and it was just funny, you know, like Canadians that couldn't ice skate, it's fun, you know, and why can't, you know, there used to be a thing called jokes where we can make fun of people jokingly, not, I did a your mom joke to some dude one time. When I was on an externship and the dude's mom was dead and he lost it. And now if I make fun of you or I do a your mom joke or something, I know you, I care about you. I would give anything. I would be there for you, you know, but we have this notion that everyone, you know, we need to grow a pair. Okay. Sorry, but there's, show me how a criminal is going to abide by any law you pass. But they want to just take a snippet. Just a little bit of the gun control. Just a little, we just want this. No, we just want a background check for ammo. Well, then when someone bypasses and a criminal gets ammo, well, wait a minute, that background check wasn't strong enough for the ammo because someone who shouldn't have it got it. And then they just, until, you know, and before you know it, you're going to sit there and wake up. And go, wait a minute, where's our freedom? Where's, you know? Americans will never knowingly adopt socialism, but under the term liberalism, they'll adapt every aspect of it. So many people I know want to have a government-controlled healthcare system where the government will tell you, we don't think you should have a mammogram till you're 60. The Surgeon General says that, and if the Surgeon General says 60, then, I mean, you can have one done. We're not going to pay for it because, and that's what's going on. I mean, I've been a huge fan of Michael Savage for years and years. I love his program. He's bigger than Rush Limbaugh. He's huge. He may not be the most, like, known by people, but he predicts even if Trump gets a second term, we got decades of darkness coming. And I kind of agree because I feel like from day one, the plan was to get Hillary Clinton in the White House. And when that failed, when everything they did and rigging the election and everything, and there's videos out there there's tons and tons of videos that show people taking and throwing away Trump votes and this and that. And okay, he won the election. And, but when you look at it from the standpoint of, okay, Trump won. We had a rigged election. There's videos of people throwing away. I would love to know how much Trump really won by. Because every time they took and recounted, like especially around Detroit, Trump won by bigger margins. But here's the thing. When all this came down, okay, now Because before he was even elected, they said when he gets, if he wins, the 1% chance, we're working, they were working on trying to impeach him before he even got elected. How can you?
My question is, let's say he gets 4 more years. What next? Who next?
Yeah, that's the question. Because if you're listening to Michael Savage, I have to agree with him, because he was talking about how, you know, we got to keep this, whether Trump, after 4 more years of Trump, we need to keep this going, because you have all these people on the left, you have these kids, 70% of like the 18 to 20, the millennials, like the 18-year-old and like the 30s. Support socialism. Support a socialist government. Support like what
because they were not taught what it really is.
Yeah, and we're talking like a Chinese, Russian, you know, where the government basically runs your life. And don't worry, everything's going to be handed to you. Everything's going to be free. I mean, Venezuela used to be one of the top economies until the government took over. I have tons of currency from Venezuela from, like, the 70s. Ain't worth nothing now, but, you know, my dad was in Saudi Arabia when the ruble went under. Okay, that's a good question. I think they need to do something. They need to... Because there are, I mean, you take a look at Cuba. There's tons of people who think that because Obama visited Cuba a couple times and did stuff, that the embargo was lifted. And it's never been lifted. Because there are tons of people, oh, yeah, you can get Cuban products. I said, no, just because you went to, I think the United States needs to help Venezuela and do stuff and bring, because.
Wait a minute. No. No. What the United States needs to do is take care of their homeless vets. What the United States needs to do is take care of their homeless own children. What the United States needs to do is take care of their military.
Well,
what the United States needs to do is take care of their senior citizens.
Well, they're bringing those people here and they're accepting them.
Build a 100-foot wall or whatever and stop that. That's what we need to do.
Well then, so you think all the Venezuelan people that have been granted asylum here should go back? Since they've already been granted asylum?
If they're going to bring this country down by impugning on this country, which if they can't support themselves, then yeah, we made this country great by fighting a revolution and taking over and pulling up our bootstraps and fighting. Those other countries need to do the same blankety blank blank thing.
And I do, but I know, but you know, some of those people from Venezuela are conservative type people. They know
they move there and get that conservative to Venezuela.
They need to.
We got it here. Go back and make your own country great. We're going to make ours great again.
The Democrats want them. But the Democrats think that them coming here, they're going to be Democrats.
Right.
They know how bad it is. They don't want to be here. They want to go back to their country. They're just wanting, because they don't have weapons, you know, there is no answer.
Did the government actually destroy their guns or just take their guns? If they haven't been destroyed, they're somewhere. Go find them.
I don't know if they did that.
More.
I don't know if they destroyed
them. Right, I know. Make more. They got them in the first place. If we need to give them something, give them bare minimum. We got to take care of our own country.
Oh, I know.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I know. But the Democrats want...
We can't be the police and the Medicaid, Medicare for the world.
We can't.
We got to stop doing that.
Oh, I know. But the Democrats want them here because they think they're gonna support them.
That just shows you how smart they are. They're not.
I know.
They can't get back. They'd be shot. Well,
and that's
then.
Yeah.
Well, then what should we do?
It's kind of like the election thing. If you don't like any of the candidates, voting is useless. But then not voting is
just
no better.
Right.
Yeah, you can't win, and that's the problem. If we
okay.
lose,
you know, if they go back, they'd be shunned. Well, okay, when we started this country, Washington, all of them people who signed the Declaration of Independence, and even those who wrote it, do you know if they would have been captured, they would have been killed? Do you know if they would have been to England, they would have been killed?
Oh, I know, yeah. Yeah.
Life's a risk. I'm sorry. I'm normally not this cold. Maybe it's just the day I've had. But life's a risk.
Yeah, I mean, you can't win.
I mean, I'm not saying just send them back with nothing.
Yeah. Because even the Syrian refugees that came here.
The Ukraine. I don't think Biden should have given them $1 billion, and how much money they've gotten. We gotta draw a line somewhere.
Yep. And that's the thing, because like you look at the Syrian refugees when they were here, CNN was like, "So what do you think about these greedy, evil conservatives that don't want you here?" And they say, "We want to be in our own country. I don't want to be here. I want to live in my own country."
Exactly.
You know, those Venezuelan people don't want to be here. They want to have their own country back. The only thing I like them...
Okay, you want to know? People yell at me and stuff because I'm anti-greenie. I'm not an environmentalist. Matter of fact, if you try to get me to recycle, that will piss me off, and I will throw everything that's recyclable just to spite you.
Well, it doesn't get recycled anyways.
Well, I know that. That's not the point I'm trying to make.
But go ahead.
I mean, no. I will waste just to piss you off instead of trying to save the earth. And I'm doing air quotes. But anyway, because if you look, the communists in Germany, when all this environmental crap started, how it got started with them, they came... No, let's have our refugees come from Germany. They said, okay, we'll fake our names or whatever. We'll come here to America, get asylum. Oh, Hitler's evil. Well, there's now look at the benefits we've gotten from that. Look at our no. We got to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, we got to wake up. What is it going to take?
Like I said before, you know, why don't they try to make, where is there the effort to try to stand up to make Mexico better? Instead of
exactly.
just come here.
Exactly. Make Mexico better. Make Puerto Rico, well, it's our territory, but you can make it better. We can make Venezuela, it's not like we can't help make better, but we should also, if we're going to spend money and help.
It should help us.
Then we need to get the communist crap or the socialist crap out of it.
Yeah.
See, there's a stupid thing in the Constitution that says we can't go and fight and take over land, and we can't get any bigger, or we can't take over any other country. I say BS on that. We're going to give them over. We got the biggest army. Let's go take over the world. We're paying for it.
I mean, France is one step from doing something because they're tired of being taxed and taxed and taxed and taxed.
Right.
And
I mean,
and there's
I'm
like
extreme, but
they're but they, like in France, they're like 6 out of 10 people say it's going to take a revolutionary style war to bring back their country because they're tired of
Brexit in England. They're not ready to have a civil war with that too. They're officially doing a vote. They got two more something. I can't remember what happened with that. But this isn't just this socialism and conservative. It's all over the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at what's going on in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
Look what's going on in Venezuela. I mean, they're desperate for
change. And, yeah.
Look what, I mean.
And I think that's a great thing in a way because it's nice to see people, like, it's nice to see the protests in Hong Kong, wake up and say, hey, we're
exactly. I think in England and in France and other major countries, I think the socialists are going to get a big surprise because this is a world thing.
Yeah, like I tell kids all the time, okay, what you're wanting in this country, the Chinese people are fighting to stop.
But it's very true.
Okay. But yeah, I mean, and I think, but that's the problem. I mean, but they're going to, these kids are being so indoctrinated to where they don't even.
And you can't, you ask them what this is and that is and it's a part of socialism, they don't know. They ask them, where is it worked? Well, it just hasn't been done right. Well, what about it has been done right? I mean, there's nothing about it that's right.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, that's why it hasn't been done right.
Well, you think about it like, you know, these kids, but I look at these kids like me. When I was 18 years old, you could give me unfiltered cigarettes. They're damn, I don't care. You couldn't tell me nothing. Give me cocaine, give me heroin, give me methamphetamine. I'd have done it all. I wouldn't have cared. You know, I don't care, whatever.
You know, we're around the same age. I cared. My friends, because I'm only 4 foot something, wouldn't let me do coke because they thought it could kill me. They are things that even then, did I think I was invincible?
I did.
Yes, to a point.
I would.
When it came to my driving, honey, I had an 81 Toro. You know how big those are?
Yeah. But
that was my first car.
Yeah, but I knew cigarettes were bad, but you couldn't.
I was smoking. Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, no matter what you tell me, no matter what you said, okay, cocaine, whatever.
Well, see, back in the mid-80s, though, and stuff, at least in Michigan, a lot of, like, the marijuana was angel dust.
Laced.
So you had to be careful where you got. I mean, that doesn't mean I didn't do it. I was just careful who I got it from. And I didn't do it that often.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, around, see, I grew up and the stuff I had was all swag.
I know what you did.
It was all swag. I mean, see, when I grew up, weed was swag. It was like, okay, it's probably like industrial hemp full of seeds. Who knows? I mean, like that photo I post all the time. She doesn't know where her cannabis comes from, but all her veggies have to be organic.
Thank you. Yeah.
But, like, you know, I mean, but, like people are waking up. There's a thing on Breitbart, and it has WEAK-10. And it says NFL Stadium, and it has tons of people posting photos where the stadiums are empty. Empty. Where there's tons of empty seats. No, those aren't fans. Their seats are orange. All that orange you see in there, empty. A lot of empty seats. But, I mean, same thing with NASCAR. Ever since, because I was online last night. If you haven't heard, it was like about, probably like, I forget how long ago. I've had the book. I got the book in the blink of the eye. The Michael Waltrip story where he 264 races without a victory, and at the Daytona 500, his first race, you know, everyone said, Dale, why would you put that guy in the car? He can't drive. He can't do anything. He ain't won a race. What are you doing? And Dale Earnhardt was always that type of person that was like, I told you that boy could drive. And Michael Waltrip won that race, and it was the biggest his. With all those races and all those years and winning his first race, the biggest race in NASCAR, the Daytona 500, and Dale, it's critical. And literally, he went from like, where's Dale, where's Dale, where's Dale? Why isn't he at victory lane choking me? Why didn't he die? And it went from like the greatest day of his life to the worst day like that. And they've made a documentary movie about it. And the book is hard to read because if you know the whole story, it's... And Dale was one of my favorite drivers. You know, he was came from nobody and made something of himself. You know, when toothpaste and toothbrushes are a luxury, you know, he was borrowing money to buy tires, and if he didn't win the race, not only is he out money, but he can't even afford to pay the guy back that he borrowed the tires from. He was the American dream. And it's nice to see people trying to be entrepreneurial and bring that back. And, you know, and it's sad that we have these kids that think, me, 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 gimme, 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 instead of, hey, I want to earn it. I want to, you know, like when I built my DIY Les Paul guitar, it's like, cool. You know, I play it, and it's like, yeah, I got my, it's part of me in it, you know. The defects are me, because they don't have the bridge grounded, and I nicked the dang thing. But, you know, we need to get back to a generation of people that want to earn what they have, not be given. You know, when you pay for something, you take care of it. When you build it with your hands, you take care of it, you know. And when you look at these stadiums and the NFL, there's like no one going. You know, people are speaking with their pocketbooks and saying, hey, if you're going to disrespect our vets and the people that died, you can say that America is, name a country that doesn't have hate, doesn't have racism, doesn't have, they even have issues in countries that are 100% pure Muslim, that are 100% Sharia law, they have issues. But, you know, there's going to be hate. There's going to be people that are offended. You're going to, you know, change your diaper and you'll be okay. But when you disrespect the flag, that's different. That's wrong. I mean, when Trump is giving a speech, you know, honoring veterans, and you're trying to disrupt him, we didn't agree with Obama, but we didn't do that. We went to, when they tried to do health care for everyone, the Obama tax, when they tried to pass an Obama tax and force you to have health insurance or get fined, we protested the right way. We went, and we should have kept it going, and we should have continued and said, hey, this is what's going on. We do not like this. We disagree with this. You're never going to agree with 100% of everything. And you shouldn't. I don't care if you're a Hillary supporter. You can't tell me you support 100% of every single solitary thing she's about. That's not the case. But when all you hear from the left is, oh, we're going to impeach Trump because that's what we're going to do. We're just going to impeach him. We don't know why we're impeaching him. We're just going to impeach. Okay, so... See, they're trying to, they want, because Trump is waking people up to realize that they're not doing anything. They're like the kids in the classroom. Okay, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be back in 10 minutes. And then you horse around the whole time the teacher's gone. And when the teacher comes back, you're trying to quick pretend like you'd done something the whole time she was gone. And, you know, there's been waits and waits and waits and waits at the VA. Why hasn't anything been done to fix it? There was a thing that it was a Breitbart article, and it's like, you know, Trump gets rid of like 8,000 employees at the VA who aren't doing their job or whatever. And I said, CNN's headline, Trump hates vets and gets rid of 800 VA employees. But it's the truth. That's what they would say when Trump is like, okay, you have an obligation, you have a duty to uphold working for the VA. These vets are entrusted in your care, and you're to give them the best care possible. If you're not going to do it, you're gone, and we will find someone who will. And that's nice to see. Finally, someone trying to fix things. You know, there's, you know, how long have we tried to have a wall? The wall's not even complete, by the way. And they're like, oh, we scale. They'll have like a half-built wall, and they're like, we're gonna scale the wall. We're gonna scale the wall. We're gonna fix stuff. You know, I don't have a problem with any person. I don't. But we need to sit there and Venezuela, we're going to help you get back. We're going to help you get your country back. You need to keep it that way. You know, people come here from, why don't people try to make Mexico better? Why don't people try to stand up and make Mexico better? Why don't they try to make Canada better? It's like, our job is not to sit there and, but that's the thing. Oh, another conservative, another Republican conservative, another war. Here we go. We're not trying to be the police of every single solitary nation. I mean, some people say that, yes, Saddam Hussein sucked, but he stopped the caliphate from happening. He stopped the spread of ISIS. You know, when we're getting strategic ISIS members and we're killing, oh no, Trump really didn't do anything. That's, you know, he didn't because, you know, anyone could have gotten them. Yeah. Folks, this just in, Hillary Clinton, the first woman president, takes down the ISIS leader. That would be the headline if Hillary Clinton won and got this guy. They wouldn't thank the dog or SEAL Team 12 or anyone who did it. They would give Hillary Clinton all the credit. She would get the Medal of Honor award or whatever. She would award herself with one of those like presidential Medal of Honors. She would award herself. You know, Trump does it. And well, anyone could have gotten that guy. You know, who's my bag daddy? Trump is. You know. I mean, can you believe that President Trump tweets? I mean, I can't, you know, I mean, what, I mean, you got to be, you know, Twitter is probably the most unprofessional thing you can do in this world. You know, and the president, you know, Hillary Clinton was tweeting. Isn't she cool? Hillary's trying to be hip and cool and happening and trying to relate to the younger generation and tweeting and, you know, they'd be praising her till the cows come home if Hillary Clinton tweeted. If Hillary Clinton was doing half the stuff Trump did, they'd be praising her. They'd be on their knees going, thank you. Oh, oh. But Trump doesn't. You know, okay, you know, yeah, tweetings for like 2-year-olds, okay? To all you that vape or smoke or whatever, because everyone wants to ban it now. It's deadly. It's dangerous. Well, they found out. This is through Ganjapreneur on Twitter. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, a.k.a. CDC, has announced a breakthrough on Friday in its investigation into the ongoing vape crisis, signaling out vitamin E acetate as the likely culprit behind the hospitalizations and deaths. That's right, folks. And what we're dealing with here is that. Just simply that. Oh, it's so dangerous, so deadly. Well, know what's deadly and dangerous about it, because so many people are taken, and if you're not buying a approved vape oil, don't use it. One that's been tested. They had some in Colorado. I wanted to try it for pain. Found out that they were, whoever did them, didn't flush the plants or anything, and they were full of pesticides, and they had to take them off the shelves. Well, heck, if you can get this much vape oil and make it this and put and make it that much by adding stuff to extend the amount that the user gets, sort of like cocaine. When it comes from, you know, Mexico or Colombia or any of those countries, there's a kilo of cocaine. Yeah, it's pure. Then the first guy takes it and he breaks it up and cuts it and adds his cut. And by the time it gets to little town in Dubuque, Iowa, it's probably 50% coke or 40% coke because it's been cut. Because this is how much it sells for. I can't increase the price, so I have to add something to it in order to get more bang for your buck so that I can make a profit. And then, well, I want to distinguish my product, so I'm going to add this, and then you get some, and it's the problem. It's a problem. You know, is THC bad? No. You can make your own vape oil. It's not hard. Just make sure there's no vitamin E acetate. Just take your product, your greens, add Everclear, the highest content alcohol you can, then rinse it like twice, and then take that mixture and then reduce it by about half. You'll cook out the alcohol, reduce it, and you got a vape oil. And it'll have nothing in it. And if you cook it down till there's no left, you'll end up with what's like a Rick Simpson oil. And I know people that will take a THC and they'll take a high CBD and they'll mix the two. And they'll wash, they'll do like half and half, like a 16% THC, let's say a 17 or 18% CBD, and they'll wash it and they'll mix it. And they'll cook that down. That way they get like the benefits of the THC and the CBD. That way, because I've seen videos on how you can make your own suppositories, all kinds of stuff for people that have like colorectal cancer and stuff like that, prostate cancer and different things. So, you know what you're putting in your body. You know, and you think about it, you know. Oh, I demand this and this and this of the vegetables and fruits I eat. But how many sit there, how many people take and know what's in the CBD oil that they're using? So. But it's one of those things that when you look at it, you know, and if you eat meat, that's great, but know where it comes from. Know what you're, and that's the problem. There's so much of this counterfeit bootleg stuff out there where these people take like a THC vape oil or CBD vape oil and they, let's add this oil to it, let's add this stuff to it, and guess what? Guess what? And that's the problem. And then they're getting sick and then, oh, we need to ban everything. No, we need to find out what the culprit is and then go from there. So, it's about time to move on to the English Premier League. Got about 10 minutes left in the program. Folks, thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. we're doing pretty good, folks. Kind of interesting to see, you know, because there's talk of Mason Greenwood wanting to leave. Confirmed, Mick Tomney pulls out of Scotland squad. It looks like he is withdrawing from international duty after a scan on his ankle, and he may be out 4 weeks, 3 to 4 weeks. That's a devastating blow for the team. And, you know, like I live in Lafayette, Indiana, and we have Purdue University, and the players are just getting injured left and right. And we got to look at the trainers and stuff. I feel like the second half are not as dominant as the first half of play, and I don't think our players are up to the snuff. You know, we're not up to that par. We're not up to that level, that standard. And, you know, halfway through, like in the second half, the second 45, we're not dominant. And now we're getting injury. And some of these are not like, you know, they're going to happen regardless. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, it's just, you know, we don't got that many players as it is. But it's like, you know, it's interesting because, like, whenever they talk about him, oh, well, I got who I wanted. I think he should have gotten way more. I don't know if he needs to come out and say, if he didn't get everyone he wanted, say, hey, I wanted these players and I wanted some more. I didn't get everyone I got, but this is our team. This is who we got. And we're going to dominate. Because there is talk, and I have to agree with this 100%. If Ollie was not a legend of the club, would he have been considered for the job at Manchester United? No. I'd put $1 million bet on it that if Ollie Gunnar Solskjaer was not a legend at the club, hadn't scored the goal to win the UEFA Champions League, we wouldn't be having this discussion about him as manager of Manchester United. He wouldn't even be considered. Now, do I want him to succeed? Yes. But I don't see him as the permanent fix. There's just too much wrong with the club right now. Even when we were winning, I wasn't a fan of the Glazers. The owners, I'm not a big fan of. Sorry. Yeah, I'm glad we're winning, but so we're winning, yes, but they suck. You know, we need a director of football. We need someone that knows what the heck they're doing. And that's big. We need that at the club. We need someone. And that's the one instance where I would take a Van der Sar because he knows what the heck he's doing. He's dominating. So it's going to be interesting to see. You know. Because that's the first key. We need to get an actual director of football instead of Ed Woodward trying to do it. I'm sorry. There's just too much wrong with the club right now. And you take Ollie, he's doing the best he can with, you wonder how much success Zinedine Zidane would have if he took over the club. It'd be interesting, you know, would he, you know, if we got Pochettino, would we be, I don't see. You know, I mean, when he went down on his knee, you know, his ankle, he did something to it. He didn't need a stretcher, which is good, you know. So hopefully it's just a really, I don't want to say a sprain or whatever, but, you know, whatever. It's going to be interesting to see how that, I mean, because we're short as it is, and I think we're going to have to go back to static manage. But then there's a lot of people say, okay, let's say Pogba, well, you know, Lukaku was better. Like, if we get rid of Lukaku, who's going to replace him? If Pogba goes, who's going to replace him? There's all these talks about tickets. In terms of, okay, you want a ticket to leave? Here's your ticket. Get out of here. Here's your visa. Go play for. We'll let you leave. We'll sell you. But then who's going to replace Pogba? Who's going to replace, you know, I want Ashley Young gone. I want Phil Jones gone. I want Rashford. But who's replacing them? Who are we going to get in to replace these players? And that's a big key. I mean, but I think we're not the dominant. I mean, we're the biggest club in the world. But right now, we're dominant. No, we're not. We're not the, you know, and I still love the club no matter what. I'm still a fan, always have been, always will be. You know? And there's a lot of people say, hey, you're like a normal club now. You're just like everyone else, you know, win, lose, or draw. And I think we've been spoiled by having so many years of domination that, like, okay, now it's like, okay, yeah, now if we get sixth place, it's like, wow, we squeaked out sixth place. So it's just one of those things that moving forward, I want to get these players in and these players gone. But, like, who are we going to, like, when we say players in, who are we going to get to replace those players that leave? You know, you get, like, who really came in and replaced Lukaku? Who, you know, Pogba wants to leave, he should have been gone. But why, who's going to replace him? These players need to go, but then I think sometimes always, honestly, there's someone that's going to be like, well, who's going to get rid of him? I can get rid of these players. They want them to go, they can go, but then, and when you look at it from the standpoint, all these players, Ollie can probably get rid of them all, because I know he can. But let's say he gets rid of all these players. He's got to get players in here, and I don't see him doing that. And my wife's shaking her head because she can.
It's the owners.
But I'm saying, okay, if Ollie gets rid of these 10 players that he wants to get rid of, who's going to replace them all? That was my rant for tonight. Because, I mean, okay, let's say Pogba leaves because he wants to go. I highly doubt we're going to replace him.
Huh? I thought he did.
No, he's still here. It was Lukaku who left, and a lot of people say we really didn't replace him. You know?
We'll see what happens in December and January, right?
Yep, we'll see. But, I mean, we're fans of the club no matter what. I've always been a fan of the club, never a fan of the Glazers. Even when we dominate, I'm like, yeah, I still hate them because they're all about profits. They're not about...
That's what I don't understand. If they were all about profit, which I'm not saying they are, why don't they try to do to make the club great instead of let it tank like it is? I just don't understand that. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, my countdown thing's gone, but I'm still hearing the prompt, so I think I'll leave it at this, because it's, thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. So, with a firm alliance in the protection of divine providence, we immediately pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Good night, and God bless. Goodbye.